The Talk About podcast was designed to discuss topics related to modern culture and society that affects the Black community. Recently, we've been focused on issues and topics that are associated with the United States. But we all know that the Black community expands far beyond the borders of the United States. And that's why on the upcoming season on Talk About with Ron, I want to take the podcast international and start talking to different members of the Black community that were not born and raised in the United States. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear what are the challenges that you face as a Black person in your country. Now, whether it's good or bad, you know, economic or not, I want to understand your country, the Black community. We need to come together, and we should come together and understand each other. Because my experiences as a Black American or African American is not the same as yours. I've sat down and I've talked to different Black people from around the world and, you know, who live here in the United States from other countries. And the experience is totally different. I want to hear that. I want to share that experience with other Black people. You know, my experiences you've learned from me, and I have international listeners. And I want to invite you to come onto my show and talk to me and tell the world about your country. Represent your country. Represent where you're from. Tell everybody what they should know about your country. I want to open those doors up to everybody because, like I said earlier, the Black community extends far beyond the boundaries of the United States border. I want to talk to all of you. I want to hear your experience. I want to share your experiences, and you can be an ambassador for your country and tell everybody what they should know about your country, you, how you're raised, your culture, your experiences, your view in life, everything. If you would like to come on the podcast and discuss your country and where you're from, there's a link down below. You can go onto my show and register as a guest. You can contact me directly on Facebook. It's the Ron Frazier Sr. You can go to my website, www.talkaboutwiththeron.com. And you can have access to send me a message directly, or you can register as a guest, fill out the registration form, and I will contact you. This invitation also goes out to people who live in the United States that are from other countries, that were born and raised in other countries. So don't think that just because you live in the United States that you can't come on and be a part of this experience. I know that there are many people in the United States who were just moved here in the last 5-10 years and who have extensive experience in their country where you come from. So this invite goes to everyone that were not born and raised in the United States. So I invite you all to come be a part of the Talk About with the Ron Black Experience World Tour. Welcome back to Talk About, a podcast designed to discuss topics related to modern culture and society that affects the Black community. And I am your host, Theron Frazier. Before we get started with this week's episode, I would like to share some information with you guys. We now have a website, www.talkaboutwiththeron.com, where you can go there and support the show by using one of our affiliate links. There are several links there, one for Amazon, one for Fiverr, and one for Instacart. We also have a Patreon page where you can go and donate. And if you have a business, you can actually have a tier where we can promote your business on our Patreon page. Just go to www.talkaboutwiththeron.com and go to become a member. You can also subscribe there and leave your email address, and you will get the latest updates on the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Talk About with Theron. I'm your host, Theron Frazier, and today we're going to be continuing that conversation on Uganda. I have Veronica here. We're going to continue part two, and this part we're going to be talking about, you know, some of the African artists, you know, that comes out of Africa,
We're going to be talking about the economics that's going on in Africa. We're going to be talking media, the view on how the media view black people, and especially how they portray the different countries where black people come from. As you all know, you heard Donald Trump call them shithole countries before when referencing immigrants coming from other countries that are predominantly black. Haiti, different countries in Africa, all the other different countries of the Caribbean and all of that. We're going to be talking about Africa's impact, you know, Uganda's impact, but mainly overall the continent of Africa impact on the entire world. Going into Uganda, but she's very much a African historian as well, you know. And we're going to be talking about Gaddafi and his vision for Africa and why he was killed, trying to get that vision going, and the different reasons. We're going to be talking about how Africans and African Americans grow up, and even before, you know, Veronica came here, she got a story on how she was brainwashed. I don't want to say brainwashed, but led to believe a certain stereotype about African American. And the same thing, you know, you hear stereotypes about different Africans from different countries in Africa. So I'm, as a black person, I've heard the stereotypes. I've heard people talk about African people a certain kind of way, and I'm sure they heard something stories about black people in America. So we're going to be talking about that. Then we're going to be talking about places to visit if you ever wanted to go to Africa. She'll be going into some of the, you know, nice places you can go visit in Uganda and the different tourist attractions and areas. So this is going to be a really good conversation. I'm going to continue part two of Uganda. I want to ask some questions about the economic situation with the African. Well, since, you know, you guys don't break down Uganda as African American or like that, what is the economic situation or setup there in Uganda? Like, you know, you got the rich people, you got the middle class, you got the poor people, but what's the breakdown and what is it like there, you know, for most people?
Okay. You know,
The treatment of those people.
Okay. Africa is a cash continent. Everything you buy in cash. For instance, if you go to Uganda, everybody that owns a house, 9 out of 10, they own it. They bought it cash because we own our land. We build on our land. Now, those economics are kind of changing. We have while most nations slept on the continent of Africa, China has invested on the continent of Africa. And with those changes, everything has changed. Now, I'm going to speak for my uncle. I have a very wealthy uncle that he owns buildings in the city, and those are his buildings. And what the African community has started doing, where foreigners have come in and invested, foreigners are packing up and leaving because we are pouring more cash within our own kind investors versus the foreigners. You know what I mean? One of the richest guy, you could Google him. His name is Hamis Chigundu. He's 38 years old. I think he's almost at $2 billion in wealth, non-educated, Muslim, but everything he touches with cash. He does not do credit. Now, when the Chinese came in and tried to change it, he said, no, we're not going to do that. So he has dissolved the foreign market in Uganda and insists on telling everybody, we have to go back to what builds us, we as Africans, versus depending on foreign nations where they come in, they invest, but they milk us for everything we have, and they don't even build properties here. They take everything back to where they come from. So the economics in Uganda is changing where we are investing more in our own versus in the foreigners. You know what I mean? Like the Chinese, the Indians, the Europeans, you know, we kind of moving away from that in doing our own economy. And the reason why I say that, when COVID hit, COVID was not a problem on the continent of Africa. Bill Gates stood up and said, if we don't immunize people, we're going to see bodies laying down all over the continent, which it didn't happen. But because people like me would leave America and go to Africa, we spread COVID, you know. So the president of Uganda sat down and realized The people that make Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson come onto the continent of Africa and get our raw materials, bring it back to their nations, manufacture those medications, then they turn around and sell it to us at a very high rate. So he's changed it. He said, no, we are going to price you for everything you take out of our continent, and we're going to make our own. We make our own medication now. We are turning away from, oh, America has donated this much money to Uganda, so now you owe us. So most African nations are kind of saying, you know what? We don't need you. You know, you could kind of get out. In other words, we are building our own Wakandas, you know.
I was sitting here literally thinking Wakanda forever. Yes, I swear to God, yes. I was thinking that.
The Wakanda dream is becoming true. And then another thing, for a person like me, I got land in Uganda. I have a few small little properties, but I look at my children and I want them to grow where they have that option. Mommy, I could go live in Uganda or I could live in America, just like Ekan does. You know, Ekan packed up and left and lives in Uganda. I mean, lives in Senegal. He's always in my country, by the way, because he's building the Ekan Wakanda there too. A lot of us foreigners, I'm not just going to speak for Africans, but a lot of us, majority of us, take what we've learned here and invest back home, but we employ our own. Now we see we're not going to depend on, you know, what a white man is going to tell us to do. We refuse that. Let's go back to where Uganda was or Africa was versus when the white man came onto the continent.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
Yes. And to add on to that, Mali, if you go Google the country of Mali, people marched into the city of Mali and demanded the French, because they're French, it's a French colony, and demanded for the French to get out. They decided to say, we don't need you. We don't want your culture anymore. Pack your bags and leave. The president of France was very angry about that. And he said, well, I'm going to put so much restrictions on your nation. You'll never understand. You know, you have to beg for us to come back. And other nations like Guinea-Bissau, all the nations around Mali said, no, we're going to work together as Africans and build what's ours. We don't need you guys in our nations anymore. So there's that Africa that's coming up, a new, I call it a new era. If you watch The Lion King, the new era that's coming up within the African continent. And it makes you proud. You know, now I can go to a continent where it's our Wakanda. It's ours, you know. So that's where the economics of Africa is going, even though the Chinese are there, you know. But there's that thing mushrooming within every African nation.
And was that something that Akon was pushing as well?
Yes.
I recall he was saying that, you know, he was trying to get everybody to, well, Africa to reinvest in itself.
Right.
And cut off the other countries that are trying to come in and take over and build and do all of this stuff. But, you know, come together. Because, you know, a lot of people who don't really understand.
Yeah.
Geography, say Africa, and they think a country, but you know, Africa's a continent.
Yes.
And it's literally, how many countries are on the continent of Africa?
How many countries?
Is it more than, guess you don't have to give me the exact number, just
I think a
rough estimate.
More than.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of little, because there are little other nations that, you know, you go like, like for instance, within Ethiopia, you have Eritrea. You know, you're like, oh, then within South Africa, you have Lesotho. Those are all nations within nations. So, but of course, when you go on the media, they're going to go, oh, yes, South Africa. Oh, my God, Nigeria. But there are other little sub nations within these big nations. So if we had to sit there, we have, I don't know, we got to go do our own geography and take our books. Yeah. And with Ekan, I'm glad you brought him up, because I think what moved a lot of artists, you know, musicians here to go and make music in Africa. You know, at one point, if you said you were African, oh my God, people shunned you, you know, because they'd be like, you're Africa. Ooh, so did you live in trees? You know, you play with lions and tigers. I'm like, okay, that's not what it is. I've experienced that literally. Like,
I'm glad you said that, because growing up all my life, and that's what I hate about media right now, is that they only show you a portion of what they want you to believe and see.
Yes.
They make Americans feel like Africa is the poorest continent on the entire earth. And it's not. If Africa was so poor, why is every country trying to go there and get their natural resources? Why is every country trying to go there and steal from them?
Yeah.
I mean, Africa was so rich that they went there and stole the people. Think about it.
Yes.
They literally went there and stole the people.
And they took our strongest of our people.
Yes.
Because people forget.
So if it,
yeah.
Yes. People, so if Africa's not, no. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because people forget the richest man in the world was Mansa Musa. And he was African. When the Moors moved to, if we want to go and be a little woke and teach a little people, you know, teach that to people. When the Moors moved to Europe, they found that Europe was so, people didn't bathe, people lived nasty. And the Moors trained the Europeans how to bathe, how to build their nations. And because of that, Europe is what it is because of the Moors. Now, when I tell people before the white man came within the continent of Africa, we had kingdoms, we were kings. We were very organized in that the first people to go onto the continent called it the Zenji people. In other words, the dark barbaric people. But when they came through and saw the natives of those nations, wherever they were organized. We had kings. We didn't fight each other. One king would look at another king and settle their wars. You know, we're going to work this out. But it took a foreigner to come in and plant that seed where to this day we are divided. We didn't have borders. Why did Africa need borders? We didn't have borders. You could go from South Africa to Uganda today with no borders. We had brotherhoodness. We had, you know, we had kingdoms. We had royals, just like they have in England. You know, that was taken out of Africa. And as of today, if we go to the museums of England and remove every art, so Wakanda was not lying, took all the art that they have there,
right,
what would the queen be left with?
Nothing.
And let me drop this gem to you too. Okay, when Gaddafi's whole role was to unite Africa under one currency, under one presidency, right? But what he said, we are only going to trade with gold and oil, no more currency. So that means Africa, the continent of Africa, will only trade within Africa and the United Arab Nations. So that means Europe and America would be left out. You see what happened to him.
Because they wanted the oil. That's exactly what happened.
If you go to Libya today, my mom visited Libya a long time ago. She said she cried when I showed her. I said, Mom, when you went to Libya, was it like this? She said, Veronica, Libya was so beautiful that you were proud. That if Gaddafi had become the president of the United Nations of Africa, it would have been beautiful, you know, because that was his aim, to unite Africa under one currency, under one presidency. But they had to take him out because then Europe and America would starve, you know, because without Africa, right, you don't survive. We don't get the iPhones, the laptops we use, all those raw materials come off the continent of Africa. That's why China is in there. They don't want to leave. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what it goes back to. If Africa was so poor, like they try to portray on television all the time, they wouldn't, all those nations wouldn't be over there doing that. But when they portray Africa, they portray on TV,
yes,
starving kids
with flies,
with flies and all of that,
yeah.
And that's all they portray. But when I've had friends, and I'm planning to go to Africa before
you
I
have
die.
To.
That's on my bucket
Put
list.
Put it on your bucket list, please.
It's on there.
Go to the motherland.
But I've had so many friends that visited Africa and came back like, oh my God, the experiences are wonderful.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Because what you see on TV is not what you see when you get there.
No, exactly. I'll tell you, the mayor of Macon then was Jack Ellis. And he had a group, he did what they called sister cities. He went to Ghana, Uganda, and I think he went to Nigeria. But before he went to Uganda, he met us, a few Ugandans that lived here. And he said, well, I'm going to Uganda. We're going to only go for 2 weeks. You know, I know it's Africa. And I won't stay there that long. I'm like, we looked at each other and said, does he know where he's going? Oh, no, you know, Africa, we can only stay too long and we got to take our shots. So when he got there, of course, they picked him up in a Bentley. He's like, this is Uganda? They're like, yeah, this is Uganda. Oh, my gosh, this is not what they showed me. Exactly. And they have to do that because if you think I come from Africa and I'm nothing. And oh, let me tell you about this. Before I got here to America, they sat me down. It took me somebody at the embassy and sat me down and said, oh, you're going to America, you know, read this little magazine right here. And the magazine's topic was most of Black men are dope dealers, gangsters, basketball players. And that's something they put out there, that all they do, all what Black African-American men do is dope, gang banging. All the women live on Section 8, food stamps. They don't work. All they do is reproduce. So we come here with a preconceived notion that, oh, my God, African-Americans are lazy. But when I did that, my father sat me down and said, you cannot believe that. I said, Dad, you know, that's what they said. He said, I lived in Europe. There's no way a whole group of people is just going to be that. Please don't believe it. So right. I came here and I enrolled in my high school. I remember my teacher, his name was Mr. Frazier. He looked just like Denzel Washington. And he said, you're from Uganda.
Mr. Frazier.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. And I remember he looked like Denzel Washington. He said, you're from Uganda, East Africa. I said, yes. He said, welcome to America. And I said, oh my God, he's Black. He's a teacher. He speaks properly. Then I started looking for these little things that my father said, don't believe what the articles say. Then when I looked at what Africa is portrayed, we either have bones in our noses or we're running around butt naked. Yep. Flies in the mouth. And some people literally believe this, like, oh my God, you're so poor. You live in a tree. I've had somebody said, you live in the jungles. I'm like, yeah, I live in the jungles. So you do play with lions and tigers? I'm like, yeah, I do. You know, because that's how ignorant some people are. And my mother said, you have to stop that because some people literally believe that. Show them where you come from. Be proud of your continent. And I had to stop it because at first I was like, even if I sit there and explain to them, they're so, you know, you could Google Africa today and see. But it's so amazing. Yeah. So.
But that was the perfect example of what we talked about earlier, how they pin us against each other.
Right.
Before you even came here, they put this preconceived notion in your head of what Black people are like here. So when you got here, you already, they want you to already feel a certain way about African-American people.
Yes.
While they're already here trying to condition us to feel a certain way about Africans that come from the continent of Africa.
Yes.
And that's exactly what they do.
Yep.
So when you guys come over here, we can't unite because the more you guys come, the more you guys come from Africa and the more of us here, the more population of us, the stronger we get.
Yes.
But if we get more and stronger, they want to make sure, no, we ain't going to let that happen.
No.
So we're going to give you this preconceived notion of what you should look for here and what we should look for coming from there. I'm so happy we talked about
this. Yeah, it's eye-opening. You really, it's amazing. And, you know, I get this a lot. Oh, you African, you hate us African-Americans. I always say I'm married to one. I said, you cannot, because you've run into one African one African that has said that does not mean we are all the same. No, we embrace you. That's why I love the country of Ghana. It has given free citizenship to Americans that want to move to Africa. And there's a lady on CBS last week who was crying. She said, I cannot raise my Black son in America. She's been living in Ghana for 4 years now. There's a new singer, not singer, but what's her name? Jill Scott. She says she wants to move. She's scared of raising her son here. Colin Kaepernick, you know, I mean, I could go on and on. I love the new generation where we are connecting on the continents, you know, where Africa is opening up its doors to African Americans. And they're if we had more people like you who put this information out there and educate our people, versus living in the ignorance, and on both sides, you know, on both the African side and the African-American side, because there are Africans who still go, I'm not going to deal with African-Americans. Oh my God, they're so this and this. And I've run into African-Americans, women here, who go, oh, shit, there goes that African. You know, they told me about you Africans do X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, okay, you experience it with one person does not mean we are all the same. Don't put me in one barrel. We are all different.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I was coming to, we kind of touched on some of the famous people from Uganda. You got any, just a couple names, you know, people who are Ugandan that people probably wouldn't have known that. Like you mentioned Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
But she's from Uganda or she's from?
No, she's from South Africa.
South Africa. Yeah. So what are some of the celebrities out there that you would never think that were Ugandan?
Ugandan, you know? I don't know. We are more popular in Europe, in America, other than Idi Amin Dada. Oh, my God. He's one celebrity all over the world. Let me see. With Uganda, I don't think we have so many in America. Let me see.
Well, name the ones that are in Europe. I mean, just people that, because you'd be surprised on how many people, because I got listeners in Europe as well, you know. So, you know, if they're in Europe, no matter where they're from, if they're here in the States or they're in Europe, just name a couple, too, that you'd be like, oh, they're in Uganda.
Oh, my goodness. I got to think. Let me see. Oh, and my mom, I don't want to call my mom that. She would tell me there was a boxer. What was his name? Long time ago, but people didn't know he was Ugandan. I gotta think about
that. We can always come back and visit
back to that. Yeah.
Okay, so if I was planning a trip to Uganda, where are some of the places I should visit? Like, you know, what are some of the most popular spots?
Oh my goodness. There's plenty. You could go see Lake Victoria. Lake Victoria supplies water to Egypt. If we were to cut off Lake Victoria, there would be no water for the Egyptians. You go visit the mountain gorillas. That's a big tourist area. You can go visit Mountain Rwenzori. Now you have to remember Uganda, Congo, Rwanda, and Kenya, Tanzania, some areas we share as a group of, you know, East African nations, and as well as Sudan. But most of the game parks, you could go to the national parks. I mean, you would love the national parks, you know. I could go on.
Are these like safari? Like,
yeah.
What is the environment like? Safari? Is it more like wetlands or
safaris? Kind of? And now, if you go to Lake Choga, that would be like a wetland. But there are hotels everywhere. There are hotels in those different areas. The mountain gorillas. You're up near Bwindi, so you're visiting two nations: Uganda and the Congo region. So a lot of people cross over to Congo, but, you know, with Congo, they've had a few issues, but I think it's getting better. I said Lake Victoria, which is the source of the Nile, the mountain gorillas in Bwindi. There's the Queen Elizabeth National Park. There's the Murchison Falls National Park. I mean, it's a plethora of places you can visit. And everything is so different. You can visit Lake Mburo. You're going to see zebras, lions, giraffes, you know. I could go on. You just have to plan a trip if you were to go and go, okay, I'm going to go here. Because you couldn't finish everything in one day.
What's the most popular city? Like what? Like people here in Africa.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say Africa, the continent.
The continent, yeah.
They hear Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing that comes to their mind. Like, if I was going to Uganda, what city? Like, what's the capital? I mean, what's the most popular city?
Kampala.
Okay.
Kampala. Kampala is a popular city, but you could go out into the outskirts of Kampala. They've made, like, if you go to Bwindi, that's a whole nother city, depending on what you want to get into. If you say you want to go see the mountain gorillas, yes, you could stay in Kampala. But then when you go to the hotels in Bwindi, you're going to be like, oh, my God, it's so peaceful. I want to stay here. I'm not going to leave anytime now, you know. So with that reason, there are many places you can visit.
One last thing before I let you go today.
Yeah.
What is it that you want people to know about Uganda that we haven't talked about today?
I want people to know, well, okay, I did mention Uganda is a pearl of Africa. It is not what is portrayed. This is what I wanted people to know about Uganda. Don't go with what the media puts out there. I want people to do more research and understand. Don't just Google and go, oh my God, I Googled it and people are dying of COVID all over the streets because somebody put it out there. Get to know the country, Uganda, with your true research, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
We are welcoming people. We are loving people. If you, as an African-American, went to Uganda, people are going to love on you. They're beautiful women for the single people. They're handsome men for the single ladies, you know. And it's a beautiful country in East Africa, you know. Very beautiful, very peaceful, very rich in culture, very rich in foods. that I could go on. That's what I want people to know, to experience Uganda from a raw point, if you know what I mean, not what is portrayed in the media. Because you could go to Uganda, they're going to go, oh, my God, people are dying of COVID on the streets. You know, no, I want you to know it from an authentic point of view, for lack of a better word, if you know what I mean. Right. Yeah.
You know, and it's funny you say that, because I know I've been to Jamaica. My wife is Jamaican. Yeah. And I've been to Jamaica. You know, I've been to Jamaica on, we flew over, stayed at the resort, but we also, because she's from there, we went out into the real, you know, the community, right? Not just the tourist area.
Right.
Because a lot of countries fool you with the tourist area and not experiencing the real life living, you know, what people do every day of that country. Yeah. Because I've been on a cruise to Jamaica.
Yeah.
It's totally different, because you're only going to get out. You're going to be around the port area, and you're going to go visit these little shops and stuff. Right. And that experience of Jamaica, you know, and that's a whole nother episode when I'm talking to somebody else about Jamaica. But I just, that's my experience in another country. Yeah. And I've been to several countries in my life, and even in Brazil, you go to like the tourist area in Brazil.
Yeah.
But I have a friend in Brazil, and she showed me the actual, you know, we went out and actually experienced Brazil. And I don't want people to go to these other countries and experience just a tourist area and then have an opinion about the country just based on the tourist area they went to.
Yeah.
You know, because those tourist areas might not be the best experience.
Right.
It might not be a positive experience.
Yeah.
You know, so I do want to clarify that with a lot of people who like to travel, who's planning to travel. You know, when you do travel, you know, be safe.
Yeah.
You know, always travel with a group or travel with someone. Yeah. I don't advise anybody to go to any country by yourself.
No.
Because just like here in America, in any country, there's people who will take advantage of you.
Yep.
But go and try to experience and blend in and try to experience the real culture of that country. We went to Brazil, me and a couple of friends of mine, we went to Brazil. We didn't go there being arrogant, because Americans are very arrogant.
Tell me about it.
Very arrogant. Very arrogant. And we expect everybody to bend over backwards to meet our needs. And if you go to another country, English is not their native language.
No.
So don't go there expecting everybody to speak English.
Right.
What you need to do is learn, or at least attempt to try to speak their native language.
Yeah.
People are more appreciative of that.
Yep.
We went to Brazil, they speak Portuguese.
Right.
We heard our books. We were speaking our best as we can in Portuguese. And you know what happened when we experienced? Yeah. They were so helpful on trying to help us communicate with them. Like, we have our little books, they'll pull out, they'll take our little books and find the English version of what we're saying and point out what they're saying. And they were helpful.
Right.
But we come up, if you go out there just trying to speak English and they don't speak English, they ain't trying to hit. That's disrespectful.
Right.
That's very disrespectful. Yeah.
That's on my bucket list.
So if you're trying to go to Uganda, you know, go visit and try to visit and understand and embrace the culture.
The culture, yeah.
And experience the culture. Don't just go to just a little tourist area and then have an opinion about what you did, because you then try to attempt to get out of your box.
Yeah, because I'm glad you say that. I know we're going to go. The reason why I'm in America today, one of the main reasons, I met a girl. She was from Colorado and she lived in Uganda, and she had permanently moved to Uganda. And I said, well, it's amazing. I want to move to America. She said, why would you leave such a beautiful nation and go to America? But at the time, you know, you're young, you know, 12 going on 13, you can tell me anything, you know, I'm going to America, whatever. And I look back now and go, oh my God, she literally packed all her bags, moved to Uganda. She still lives in Uganda. She's married to a Ugandan guy. They got kids. And every time I ask her, I say, would you come back home? She said, to visit, but I will never live in America. And this is a white girl. Then I have another girl that moved to Senegal, went on a visit to Senegal, and she moved to Senegal permanently. And we talk once in a while. She said, you know, Veronica, why would you leave Africa for America? You can pay me. But one thing for both the two people, she's white, she's African-American, they embraced the culture. For every part of their nation they went to, they embraced the culture. They were not arrogant. you know, when they found people sitting, they would sit with them and chit chat with them. And, you know, and she said, once I got to know Uganda, the white lady as a whole, I love everything about it. And it's amazing. Now that makes sense why the CEO of Twitter moved to Africa. You do know that? He packed his bags and said, I'm leaving Europe. I'm going to Africa permanently. I'm not coming back.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Google it. The CEO moved. He said, you know, it's in Africa now, you know. And that's what I try to tell people. Embrace the African, wherever you go. I don't know. If you want to go to Ghana, you go to Ghana, you're going to love it. You go to Nigeria, you're going to love it. Even if you meet different people from different nations of Africa, you know, talk to them. They'll open up. You meet Ethiopians, they'll tell you, you know, because the cultures are so different and so rich that, you know, it's just so beautiful. Oh, for the popular person that has come from my country, her name is Jessica Nabongo. Nabongo. She's 35 years old. She's a U.S. resident, but she has traveled over 195 countries.
Oh, wow.
Yes. It's quite, if you Google her or go to her Instagram, it's quite interesting. She has traveled and embraced different cultures. I mean, it's mind blowing. So that's one popular person I can think about that since we focused on the topic of embracing other cultures, and you're right, we as Americans can be a little bit arrogant, you know? So yeah, that's one person. You go on her Instagram, she's mind blowing. Beautiful young lady.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have to check her out.
Yeah. But
I was saying, yeah. Go ahead.
I've enjoyed it. I mean, I wish we have more of these conversations, you know, even if it's not on a podcast, but on one-on-one, you know, if you met a Jamaican, you met a Guyanese, you know, and for that, our children, let's bridge that gap for the new generation, you know. And I think I'll quote Denzel, we live in a nation, in a world where media has created hate, but I'm at fault. You were at fault because we embrace that. You know, you go on Facebook and kind of see things and kind of just either click or, you know, versus saying, you know what, we shouldn't teach our kids this. But, you know, if we see on the media, oh, that's not what all Uganda is all about, or that's not what all Brazil is all about. If we all came together and redirected into positivity versus negativity, because we live in a very negative world and negativity sells. So I've enjoyed it. It was positive. Call me anytime you have any more questions. I loved it. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. And you mentioned Ghana and Jamaica. My brother-in-law is Jamaican. He want to come on and speak on Jamaican. Okay. So I'm going to let him speak on Jamaican.
Yeah.
And I actually got a session scheduled with a guy from Ghana.
Yeah.
And I have a friend who's from Haiti that I got to ask if he want to come on the show. So I'm going to reach out to him to see if you want to talk about Haiti. But if you know any more people, you know, like you, yeah, who were not born and raised in the United States, let them know. Tell them to hit me up.
Okay.
I'm willing to sit down and talk to them. I got my brother-in-law said, you know, like I said, I think I mentioned earlier, a black guy who's Mexican,
yeah,
who's born and raised in Mexico. Yeah. And in America, they don't teach you any of that.
No.
Like, you don't really see that type of culture. You hit Mexico, you don't think black people. You don't see black people, because they don't portray that in the media.
No.
They don't portray that anywhere. Anytime you hear black people, it's Africa or African American.
Yep.
That's it. And then, you know, yeah, some sprinkling in Europe, but every time you see somebody black in Europe, they try to make it seem like they came from other countries and went
right
to Europe. No, that's not true.
Right.
So if you know anybody, tell them to hit me up. You can send them my registration link or just, you know, text me and let me know. And, you know, I reach out to them and we can, you know, get it set up and going. So thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate
anytime,
it.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
And that is Uganda with Veronica. I want to say thank you again for coming on the show, Veronica. That was an awesome conversation. Both parts were an awesome conversation. Now, remember, to my listeners, I have something for you guys. Remember, I'm giving away $100. So go back, listen to the episode, season 1, 2, and 3, and There's going to be some questions from season four, but I'm going to be posting some questions. If you can go back and answer these four questions, you get entered into a drawing to win $100 at the end of this season. Be on the lookout because the questions are going to be coming soon. I will be posting them on the website, www.talkaboutwiththeron, on my blog post. So remember, answer the questions. There's going to be something coming out. So heads up. Again, I want to say thank you all for listening. Come back again next week, well, the week after next week, for the next episode of Talk About With The Run. I haven't decided what country I want to go to or if it's going to be a regular episode. Who knows? We'll see.